Global markets head into Friday with the U.S. dollar under renewed pressure, long-end Treasury yields pushing higher and geopolitical risk remaining elevated. The Treasury's decision to double the size of long-dated bond buybacks initially brought yields lower, but that relief has faded somewhat as investors refocus on persistent fiscal deficits, heavy borrowing requirements, and rising inflation expectations. This raises questions over whether the so-called Bessent put can deliver more than temporary stability. At the same time, concern that Treasury intervention could blur the line with monetary policy as weighed on U.S. fiscal credibility and encourage flows into alternative stores of value. In FX, broad dollar selling has boosted currencies across the board. Sterling has largely looked through a 0.5% decline in July U.K. retail sales, with inflation still the more important consideration for the Bank of England. The yen remains an underperformer near 159 against the dollar, despite Japanese core inflation holding at 1.8% and expectations building for a possible Bank of Japan rate hike in September. U.S. equities suffered their sharpest setback in several weeks on Thursday, pressured by rebounding yields, elevated oil prices, and a sharp decline in Walmart following disappointing underlying sales growth. Futures are broadly steady heading into this Friday, suggesting some stabilization but little conviction. Commodities remain at the center of the macro story as the U.S.-Iran stalemate and threats of surrounding Gulf infrastructure and the Strait of Hormuz preserve a sizable geopolitical premium. The immediate calendar focus is on this wave of global flash PMIs, including the Eurozone, UK, and US, although the bigger macro drivers, market drivers remain Treasury yields, oil prices, and developments in the US-Iran conflict. That's all for now.